What was going to Ruby Reds like?
Oh, it was fun if you could get past the banter. Very small place, but every lesbian in Sydney was attracted to it. It was always packed. They played the music of the day. You always met up with somebody there that you knew. We also had a place called the Playground that we used to call the Sandpit. That was in Elizabeth Street. It's now a South American club. That didn't have bouncers, so it was easier to get in there than it was at Ruby Reds. Some people couldn't get into Ruby Reds at all because the bouncer was so obnoxious, he would just throw them down the stairs. I can't tell you how many women I've talked to who've ended up at the bottom of the stairs of Ruby's trying to get out, go out for a night's entertainment, and the bouncer's taken a look at them and said, "You're not coming in."
The club scene's changed over the years as well. I mean,
dramatically. Well, there's more to begin with now. Rather than just nightclubs, which are licensed as nightclubs, we go to the pubs. In those days, there was only the Exchange Hotel, and that was a gay men's spot, and women didn't really go there very much. There was Patches, which was a gay men's club at all, and we used to get a hard time going to the men's club. They'd get a hard time coming to our clubs too, because in those days, gays and lesbians didn't mix. So if you saw a man at Ruby's, you'd challenge him. What are you doing there? Who are you here with? Don't you think it's time you were away somewhere else?